What you wanted?
Just something about the sort of things you used to do to pass the time on free days when you were a child and what you remember of the old days or what your parents told you. Things about Monroe.
Well, you see, my father had this dairy, and he used to sell milk in town, Meadowbrook Farm Dairy. And we prepared it out here. It was unpasteurized milk. It was raw milk that he sold.
Did anyone sell pasteurized milk then?
I don't think they did.
Probably not. Mm-hmm.
Because he had to get rid of the dairy. He had to sell it in town when at the First World War because he couldn't get the help to take care of it. But he kept his cattle, and he sold it to the Borges Avenue Dairy, and they peddled milk in town until Second World War, and then he couldn't. He was old then. He'd been in the 70s then. Or 80, and then he could no longer take care of it without help, and he wouldn't take care of cattle the way that he had to have them taken care of the way he wanted them taken care of. He wouldn't have them abused, and he wouldn't produce milk that wasn't clean and all of that, so there they were.
Yeah, if you try to do things properly like that, it's
you
not
had
so
to,
easy.
he had to do them right, according to the way he thought milk should be produced. So then he sold his cattle. And after the war, he sold off some of his land.
It's good.
This is a Czech recipe.
Delicious.
My Czech friends. But all it is egg white and chopped up almonds.
It's very good.
And a little bit of sugar in it, as I imagine that melts and cements them together along with the eggs. Oh yeah, and about a cup of flour.
Very good.
And then you roll them in the powdered sugar, that's what gives them the sweetness.
Yeah. I have a recipe for something that you make with walnuts and honey and stuff. You roll it in the powdered sugar, but not because of this.
Oh.
I'm going to get this recipe off you someday.
Okay. I've always liked it.
Very good.
The Stellos that have the Frenchtown Market down here. One of the boys brought down a bag of walnuts, and the other one brought down a bag of almonds. So that's why.
You're all well equipped for cookies.
So the walnuts I put in the freezer, and the almonds I cracked. No.
Well, how about you, popcorn? Huh?
Well, you see, she knows the rules over here that you don't get fed when we're at the table, but I thought maybe you didn't.
I don't.
I take a chance.
She recognized me when I got out of the car. She's a nice dog.
She is. I couldn't.
No.
Won't do you a bit of good. No.
No begging allowed.
No. No, Pop. No.
Why don't you tell me some of the things you remember when you were little that are different from now?
That are different from now? let's see. Well, do you think that they would be interested in the fact that there was no running water?
Yes,
and that we would be a deprived family? That we would be considered very deprived because we had an outdoor privy that we ran to in cold weather. Didn't stay long. It was just too plain cold. And to cut down on the bacteria, we kept chlorinated lime there, you know. And whenever you went to the bathroom, you were to take this can of chlorinated lime, shake on the feces, and that killed the bacteria. So. And it kept it smelling like chlorine rather than, you know how Chick Sales, he writes about them, how you could smell them for so far away, but that's what we had for bathroom.
Yeah.
And then you see, we had no running water. We had to go out to the wells. We had the cistern here, caught all the water off from the house. And there's even an overflow cistern from here, and then it's down on the other side. So when this got full, why, it went down to the other one.
Oh.
It wasn't going to flood around here. They took care of it real nicely. And then out in the little shanties out there, I still call them the milk house and the ice house. But the milk house is where we cooled the milk. And they brought the milk over from the barn and then cooled it there at that well. And then pumped it up. And that was one of my jobs, was to pump water until you were blue in the face.
Oh, really?
As a kid. And then the other, the bigger building, was where we stored ice. And my father and the hired men would go down on Stony Creek. Sandy Creek down here is too small. The ice didn't get thick enough. But they'd go down in February when the ice was the thickest and cut these great big chunks of ice and pack them in sawdust. And they'd fill that right up to the top.
They fill the shed with ice?
That one, the biggest one up there, that was full of ice. And that would last all summer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Packed in the sawdust is a good insulator. We couldn't use it in the house.
Yeah, but
it was to cool the milk. If we wanted lemonade, a cold lemonade, we just got it out.
As was, huh? That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought it would keep like that. I'd never heard of it.
And then they'd get a piece out and put it in the tank and then set the milk after it was cooled around that. But you see, he kept his milk cold so the bacteria didn't grow in it. And I understood that much about bacteria and whatnot. When it was cold, it didn't grow, so he kept his milk cold.
That was quite a job.
Oh, it was. You see, we had three hired men all the time. Yeah. And the hired men slept in that room that was the playroom.
Oh, really? They used to stay
there? Yeah. I had a double bed, a single bed in there. That's where they slept. And then the kitchen here with the stove in it. Yeah. It was their job to keep that going. If they wanted to be warm, they had to keep it going.
So this was the basic heat then
for this end of the house. Yeah. And it was up to them. If they didn't keep that stove going at night and got cold, it was their fault. That was their job. Then you see we had two stoves in there, one in the north and one in the south. And that heated it was about even. Two stoves heated six rooms. One stove heated three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my mother cooked on that, of course. Served as a furnace and a cook stove.
Those are very efficient.
Yeah. And then in the summertime, we had kerosene oil stove to cook on that we kept on the back porch because it would stink the whole house up to kerosene oil if we had it in here. So she cooked on the back porch and brought her meal in here. And of course that kept the rest of the house nice and cool. So when the men came in all hot from the fields, they would wash out there on the, what's the patio now? It was just cement steps then. And they would wash out there. She didn't want that all tracked into her house. Then in the wintertime they washed in here.
Did you eat most of your meals in here, everybody, or?
Yes. Most of them were eaten here. Dinner at night, we would eat in the dining room. Yeah, after the work was all done and the men were cleaned up. After all, you know, being a dairy farm, they tromped around in an awful lot of dirt, just plain stinking dirt.
Yeah.
That. So.
Just a quick wash won't get that off.
So we ate in the kitchen and then I suppose, I know we mopped the floor about every day because otherwise it's just too dirty.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Spent most of the time scrubbing the floors. Well, and then you see all these cupboards weren't in here then. We used the pantry. There were no cupboards. And this was the prize place for them to come and dance.
Oh, really? They had
dances?
Yes.
We used to have a lot of dances down here. Square dances? You see, it would accommodate about three sets.
Yes, it's a good room as if you take all the cupboards out.
Yes. Well, we'd let the fire go out in there about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the fiddler would sit up on the old stove. And he'd fiddle.
Oh, my. I can just picture that. Must have been amusing.
Yeah. And then the caller would stand over there at the side. And then they'd dance. And I bet we had 3 or 4 of those, maybe 4 or 5 during the winter. It was quite a bit of fun. Another neighbor about 2 miles up the way had another big room. And so we used to have dances up there too, square dances. same.
With a dairy farm, were they working then 7 days a week?
Oh, yes.
Have to, yes.
They have to work. Those cows don't take Sunday off. But the men used to stagger it so they would be off.
Uh-huh.
That I think every third weekend they were off.
So that meant extra work for you, probably, to cover for someone missing.
Well, they had to cover, but then for the weekend, there wasn't as much work to do. The milk had to be delivered, but there wasn't as much over the weekend, because you figured on the weekend, ending at Friday night. And then Saturday night, they all went to town. Father'd give them a horse and a buggy, and they could go to town in the horse and buggy.
What would they do in Monroe on a Saturday?
Well, there was the Gem Theater that cost 5 cents admission.
Where was that located?
It was on the, it was on Front Street. It would have been East Front. And I can't think what was there now, but it was... The stores are there now. It's just a little thing like this that, where they picked the tickets and then you went in. And I can remember being in there and it'd be so hot. I'd wonder if I was going to live because it was so hot in that theater. I was used to being out here on the farm where it was cool. And it was hot. And of course, if I wanted to go to town Saturday afternoon in the daytime, the family could go at night. And we could go with them, but I had to walk.
From here all the way into town?
Mm-hmm. Made a good mountain climber out of me. And I walked to high school. There was no, there were
where
no
was
buses.
The high school?
The high school was where the old Boyd School used to be.
Oh, yes.
And I walked there, and it was 3 miles. And if I were in a hurry, I could make it in a half hour, but if I lagged along, why, I could make it in 45 minutes. But I always counted on a little less than an hour to get there. And then at night I'd walk home. And sometimes if it got late, my mother always wanted me to call before I left home. Yeah. And if anybody was in town, why then they'd left word where I was to meet them and they would let me ride home.
Yeah.
But they didn't come in and get me. Yeah. And by the time my sister got to going to high school, they furnished her with a car.
Times changed too late, huh?
In 5 years, there was that much of a
that
change.
Much difference.
Yeah. It was funny. But now, as a youngster, when we'd go out, now the neighbors that didn't have big rooms where you could dance, almost every Saturday night they would have a card party, and the men would play poker, and the women would sit around and visit, and the kids would play for a while. And then we'd get sleepy, and they'd toss us in bed. Wake up and there'd be about 5 kids lying crosswise to the bed. I remember how cold it was when they would pull us out and bring us home. And you know, the roads weren't cleared, so we used to travel in bobsleds. Father'd hitch up his bobsled and he'd pick up everybody on the way going out. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I imagine it was.
Yeah. But
slower, more relaxed.
Yes, and much harder physical work.
Yes.
But nowhere near the tension.
Not stress.
Yeah. And, well, just like very little class distinction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The, a lot of the hired men were people who wanted to learn dairy farming. And they'd come down here. And sometimes, I know one year we had boys from Michigan State down here in the summertime. In the summer we had more help because they had to work in the fields too.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes we had a boy, kids around the neighborhood that wanted to earn a little extra money and would come in at milking time and help with the milking. Uh-huh. And especially on Saturdays, then that let the steady men have a little bit of time off.
Yeah.
So it worked out all right. Nobody complained. And nobody complained about the hours. And the hours were long. Mm-hmm. And yet if it rained, then they had all day off. And their pay went on just the same. Nobody thought anything about docking a person for rain.
Yeah.
And nobody thought anything about working extra.
Different attitude.
A different attitude entirely.
What time would they start work?
In the morning?
In the morning.
About 6, they'd get up to start milking, and my mother'd have rolls and a jug of milk set out on the table for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they left to go out and do the milking, then she got up and fixed the good breakfast of bacon and eggs or pancakes. And it was a good heavy meal that they had when they came in, because they'd come in around 8, maybe 8:30.
Mm. After they finished the
milking. After they finished the milking, and the milk was over in the milk house ready to be cooled. And we were pumping water.
What time did you used to start school?
9 o'clock.
9.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't get out until 4.
That's like they do in England still.
Mm-hmm.
9 to 4.
Yeah, that was our time for going to school. And then they planned on coming in. Well, in the wintertime, you had the stables to clean and the food to get down and all. And then we planned on having dinner, the big meal, at 12 o'clock at noon.
Oh,
yes. And then they sat around the stove and out here in the kitchen and talked and visited until it was time to go out and water the cattle and feed the cattle and do the milking again. In the summertime, it was, Father always figured it was a little too hot in the fields to work right in the midday.
Okay.
You got it done in the morning, and then they lolled around on the grass, sat under the trees and whatnot, until, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it was time to go out, unless there was a rain coming up, and they had to get the hay yet, then they had to work during the hot of the day.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't plan on working during the heat of the day.
We'll take a siesta.
Well, that's right. After, Father didn't think it was good for people to work after they had a heavy meal.
No.
And so, you see, they had a 2 or 3 hour noon break there. And then went, and it wasn't good for the horses to work either. So, you see, neither men nor horses.
Oh, my.
And you see, he didn't raise too much grain. He raised oats for the horses. He didn't raise wheat at all. He raised corn and hay, a great deal of hay
for
the cattle. Yeah. And we stored it all here. We sold very little. And it was all turned into milk.
How much acreage did he have then?
Oh, he had about 240 acres. Well, that's a lot, and it was all good, productive land. Mm-hmm. And then something that he used to do, people with smaller farms couldn't do, but he would let maybe 40 acres lie fallow.
Oh, yeah.
And put the cattle on it, because the grass would grow up and they'd eat the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it might even be 2 years if it hadn't produced well the year before, that he'd let that go for a pasture field. And then he'd grow things on the other. Then he'd let something else lie the next time. Then he'd plow that one out because the cattle were furnishing fertilizer.
Yes.
So he didn't use the chemicals.
Yeah, better.
Well, that's it.
You don't have to worry about organic food. You automatically had it.
We had organic food. Maybe that's why we grew so well.
Yes.
Yes, we have some more.
Oh, yes, thank you.
And some more milk?
Oh, yes, I have. Thank you.
Okay.
Really, there's a lot of difference there.
Yeah. But when I think, you know, they'll talk about the Indians being so deprived and all, and I was on the reservation and that they had more conveniences than we had as growing up, and we weren't deprived, we were on the top of the heap out here with the farmers.
Yes, it must have been different for people who didn't. Because there'd be no form of welfare or anything in those days. What would people do if they were really destitute?
Well, nobody was around here.
Was.
No. Now, my father didn't like pigs. He couldn't stand the smell of the dirty things. Oh, he just hated pigs. And so, but he liked cows. Mm-hmm. He just loved cows.
He was in the right business then.
Oh, yes, that's why he chose it. And he liked those even-tempered, soft-going Holstein cattle. Uh-huh. Those were his pets. So Pat Bennett liked pigs. So when Pat butchered a pig, we'd get a pig. If Father butchered a cow that wasn't a good milker, you know, she didn't give enough milk to pay her way, why then he'd give him a half a beef and Pat'd give us a whole hog, and that's the way. No money was exchanged.
Everybody looked after her.
Yeah, and they didn't even weigh them. It looked about right, a half a cow and a whole pig. But folks raised what they wanted to eat. Mm-hmm. And there was always enough to sell. Now, some of the people with the small farms used to load up their wagon with garden products and take them into town and sell them. They didn't have little stalls out along the road then. They took them into town, I guess.
Just like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had regular customers. And a lot of the people that didn't have the large farms used chickens. And then they would have the market for the eggs, you know, and they'd have a... And so many dozen went to this lady and that lady and the other lady. And
the children ended up delivering them, though.
I imagine so.
I remember my mother said the same with her father. Used to keep chickens as a hobby. Because that wasn't his job in his spare time. And they used to get roped in for delivering eggs.
Well, that was the way. Well, and then another thing that I always thought was nice, certain seasons of the year, you could have certain things. Now, in the winter time, we could have all the ice cream we wanted. Because after Christmas, not many people wanted milk.
Oh.
Mm-mm. And there was a surplus of milk then. And so that was our time for having ice cream and all kinds of whipped cream cakes and all of that.
Oh, my.
Then starting all around Easter and running through until August, that's when you had the big egg crop.
Oh.
And so we could have all kinds of sponge cakes and angel food cakes and all. Then we had to be careful of them until the hens began to lay again. So your diet went along with the season. When the cows first went out to pasture, too, they'd give a lot of milk in June. And that's when we had a lot of butter and a lot of cream. And then, of course, you didn't have any refrigeration to keep it. That's when butter was 10 cents a pound then in June.
10 cents. I just paid $1.61 this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, that was better than losing it.
Sure.
After all. Mm-hmm. Then it would go up to 60 cents a pound when it becomes scarce. And by then we didn't have any butter. We we were just lucky to have enough milk. Just like, you know, how they say the farmers' daughters had to eat the surplus.
Yeah.
That's what we did. We lived on the surplus. Well, we turned out healthy enough, both of us.
Yes, well, fresh air and good fresh food is very important.
Of course, dolls. We loved our dolls as kids. And,
what kind of dolls?
Well, we had all kinds. I remember the first character dolls were Johnny and Helen. One was a little boy doll, like a baby, and a little girl doll. I think we got those when we were about 8 or 9. But before that, we had them with kid bodies and these china heads that broke.
Oh,
and
yes.
My grandfather brought me back a wax doll from France. I let it lay out here in the sun. Its features all melted. The wax dolls were not for us.
Not popular at all.
No. And then we used to see my father bred collies because he had the cows.
Oh, yeah.
And he would train them. And a collie that he wasn't going to train, he'd let us play with. And we used to dress him up in doll clothes. We used to dress the cats up in doll clothes. By summertime, the corn cribs were all empty, so we played house in the corn cribs. Nice houses.
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs as kids. Then in the wintertime, when the corn cribs were full, then we reverted to the dolls in the in the house.
That's fun.
So it was different. I never learned to ride a bicycle until I wasn't in high school, I was in college when I learned to ride a bicycle. Because we walked everywhere, and there weren't the sidewalks. See, we didn't have any sidewalks out here. We had some gravel, and we had some cinder. Cinder was popular.
Cinder? Like the Coke cinder stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Father used to go into town and get the cinders. That was another winter thing that he did, go into town and get the cinders and start in on that lane so that it wasn't going to be a mud hole come spring.
Uh-huh.
And so that lane was well cindered.
Yeah.
And cinders around here, you know, they're a lot cleaner than the gravel, because the limestone and the gravel, you track it into the house, where the cinders didn't seem to be as dirty as the limestone.
Oh.
And you'd think they'd be, but the coke and all.
I suppose everything's burnt out of them.
Burnt out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So we had cinder paths.
You have to watch how you ran on those.
Yes. You had continuously scraped
knees.
In the wintertime we didn't, because we had long underwear. It came down to our ankles. And wool socks that came up over them.
Uh-huh,
and
yeah.
And we used to skate. And we were forbidden to go on the creek, because it could go down with us. But we didn't mind. We went on the creek just the same, because it was so much fun. And every so often we'd fall in. And we'd be wet up to our waist. We didn't dare let my mother know, because our coat would float out like this, you know. So we'd come in and we'd stand beside the old stove here in the kitchen and thaw out, and she'd come out from... We'd go on outside and let it freeze tight to us again. Oh, it wasn't bad. Once it froze, then you see you were warm inside.
Yeah.
I would come back in and thaw out again. Finally, we got dry. And she never found out.
I thought y'all didn't have some problems with health-wise. I've been awfully tough kid.
We got used to it early. Well, don't you think it was being out in the sunshine?
Probably.
And we were active.
Yes.
I remember a fat man, he weighed about 300, and his wife must have weighed 250, and his kids were proportionate. And he said to my father, "Young, can't you fatten up those girls?" And he said, "They're so skinny." My father said, "You know, it keeps them thin carrying around all they eat." I think that was the secret. We ate well and we ran well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, fat is not good for the sake of it.
Mm. We had no television to watch. And, I can remember being shut in one day because of a blizzard. And I got so tired and so bored with being in. And somehow the only time that you read was after dark. And it didn't seem to be right to read in the daytime. But I can remember being so bored, and I'd try to read and I couldn't. But once lit the lamps, no, we had kerosene oil lamps.
Uh-huh.
And once they lit the lamps, why then it was all right to read. Yeah, creatures of habit. While it was daylight, I was used to running.
How many children were there?
Just the two girls.
Just two girls.
My mother had heart trouble.
Uh-huh.
And so she was told not to have any more after me. A little mistake happened. So she had my sister. So there were just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
But we learned to milk. I milked. Father said I was one of the best milkers in the barn.
Oh.
My strong fingers.
How many cattle did he keep then?
About? Well, he wanted to have 40 milking cattle.
Ah, 40.
And that meant that he had to keep around 70 or 80 cows.
Yeah.
And because some of them weren't going to be any good, and he was going to slaughter mm-hmm. them. And there were the young cattle coming up. And then there were a certain number of males, and some of the males he'd sell for breeding purposes if mm-hmm. their breeding was good. And certain of the others, why, he just sold for veal or beef, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So in order to cull the herd, he had to keep about 20 more than he planned on milking. But he wanted to, see, and then the cows would stand dry a certain period, and he wanted them to do that.
Uh-huh.
So that then when they came on, why, they would be fat enough so that they would give good milk.
Oh, that's a lot though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of work. But it was nice, slow, easy work. Nobody fussed about it. Now
yeah.
today, I don't think you could be as slow and easy about it as we were. With the milking machines and all, it has to go fast. And you wouldn't have the friendship of the cows that we had.
No.
Ours were all pep.
Yeah.
They'd come up to the fence and stick their noses over to have their faces scratched. And
they knew you, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They all knew us. We weren't machines.
Sorry, but it was the idea again.